Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of TMOS is brought to you by Prosper. Prosper is a peer-to-peer lending marketplace, which connects people who are looking to borrow money with those who have money to lend. Visit prosper.com/TMOS and receive a $50 Visa prepaid card when you get a loan. That's prosper.com/TMOS.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Are you sure you're ready to start, or you want to take 5 minutes?
Ready.
We had so much to do with Cat. We're delayed today. We're late. So sue us.
That rover that was going to land on the comet.
Yes.
Did a better job of getting there on time.
Well, we forgot the harpoons. Is what happened. So anyway, good news. Mike is home.
Yes. En su casa.
And he's
healthy. He's happy. He's resting up.
He's resting up. He says he's ready to do one big show this week. So we'll see him in Reno. We are very excited about that.
Straight to the body bag.
But the thing is, it's not about Mike.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. As a matter of fact, because it's Wednesday, it's about someone else. It's all about ye.
It's all about you. A million dreams and more.
Doesn't even sound Korean.
Oh, yeah. Finally saw this commercial.
How was
it? Live on TV and not online.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
Yeah, it's okay.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad.
But it doesn't sound like a Korean pop star, which is what I was hoping for.
It does not.
Anyway, now tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure.
Happy
Wednesday, everybody. And we start the birthday mailbag. Oscar has one that
yes.
He's going to ad-lib.
Words. Oh, I'm sorry. That
was quick.
Going pretty good so far.
Worlds are colliding.
How?
My brother, who is an anesthesiologist.
Yes.
He writes me, Oscar. Now, he doesn't have an accent, but I'm just giving him my dad's accent, because his name is Jose Ceballos Jr., right?
Oh, okay. It's like a DJ name.
A DJ. He writes me, apparently you're famous. One of my colleagues' fathers.
Hold it. Apparently you're famous. This is your brother by blood?
Yes.
And does he realize what you do?
Yes. I'm the youngest. I'm always going to be the youngest. I'm always going to have the floppy shoes on. I'm always going to be disregarded and thrown away.
You're apparently famous.
Yes. and word is spreading to our resident group, whatever that means.
Well, this is all the people at the expensive hospital.
I guess so.
Yeah. Aaron Spelling.
He's got a colleague.
Debbie Reynolds.
That wrote him directly, and he says, this is super random, but it's my dad's birthday. And I'd love to wish him happy birthday on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What?
Right? Now I can't say all those embarrassing stories about my brother because apparently there's a connection.
Well, you know what? At least your brother's not listening.
Yes.
Just this other guy is.
I remember the time when my brother and I used to shower together and we had to stop showering together because something was happening. It was called puberty. And I pointed down and I said, what are those?
Oh, yeah.
That got awkward.
Yeah, I suppose it did.
We were like 14. Moving on.
It was a week and a half ago.
Mr., because I was going back and forth to get a name, Mr. Rob McLaren.
Would it not be Dr. Rob McLaren?
No, his son, Dr. Jeffrey McLaren.
Ah, now I see.
Went through my brother to get to you. Apparently a little late, but he wishes you a very happy birthday. Loves you so much. And the fact that you listen and my brother and your son work together freaks me out.
Give it an international flair. Wish him happy birthday in Spanish.
Feliz cumpleaños,
señor. Very nice, very nice.
Señor McLaren.
Now, there's just señor. There's not like, because there's señora and señorita.
What about this? Feliz cumpleaños, Don McLaren.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Don Quixote?
Oh, you
know
what I mean? I suppose.
Boss man?
Sure.
Is it Don?
Yes. Don Knotts?
Can you believe that's happening, though?
That's weird.
I don't like that. It's like when your wife or girlfriend makes friends with your friends.
Yeah. I've gone through it with my mom works at a hospital.
Yes.
And when the doctors say, can you get me an autograph or a sticker or something? It's like, God, this is like a real functioning member of society that listens to what I do. Not cool.
So, and he's got a package coming his way from the show.
Yeah, well, make sure you grab that package. All right. Hello, Mike, Rob, and Oscar. Please wish my lovely wife, Cindy Howlett, a happy birthday. We will cap off her birth week celebration with a trip to Reno and Cat 2014. See you there.
Woo!
Love that. Steve Howlett from Cameron Park, California. Oh, you see? That's not...
Much better.
This is what we're looking for. My 39th birthday is November 18th. This is a new letter. To mark the beginning of the end of my douchebag 30s, all I want is a Facebook friend request from Oscar.
Oh.
Well, what must I do? Film myself dancing on a spin bike? Donate custom tailored clothing to my favorite cabbie? Assassinate rival Bolivian godfathers moving in on Oscar's turf in the Manassas Tech Corridor? Please advise, first time, long time, Steve Wisenhant.
Steve Wisenhant.
That's W-H-I-S-E-N.
I will look him up right now.
Will you send him a friend request right now?
I'll add them. Let me do that. Actually, I found him.
Yeah?
But I have 5,000 friends.
So you have to kill somebody.
So I have to kill someone to let him in.
Mike McIntosh, will you fall on that sword?
It was a good run.
Well done, man.
Dear Rob, on November 5th, I turned 38. I asked my wife and kids for one thing, a Blu-ray from Amazon from the TMOS website. Instead, I got shoes.
Aww.
Wow, when you are that unspecific and they can't even get it right. I would love a happy birthday from Shannon, Carrie, Carla to make up for my own family. Thanks, Jason of Virginia Beach. None of our spouses are here.
No.
But I can simulate a greeting from Carrie.
Please, please.
That'll have to do.
Pretty good.
Thank you, Jason. So I don't have... This is another letter. I like when people, they just hit the ground running. So I don't have friends who would submit my birthday to TMOS.
Oh, man.
And I forgot to submit my own last week. I was 41 on November 6th. I think I forgot because you, Rob, didn't read my greeting on the air last year when I left my douchebag 30s. That might have been because you were getting ready for the State Theater show. Oscar, would it be okay, and similar to others who don't want to admit their real age, I just say I'm celebrating the anniversary of my 39th douchebag year. Will you sign off on that?
Oh, it's tough because that's what women do.
Yeah. Maybe he's a feminine guy.
You want to be in a better place. I would say you got to own it. Really,
yeah, really.
You have to own it because the way you're going to be judged by your peers when you say it's my 39th birthday again, that's what chicks do, man.
Yeah, grab it.
Right?
Grab it by the teeth and shake it in
the
figure. You're
40, you own it. Unless you live in your parents' basement still.
Right.
Then you got to lie about
it. That's right.
That's the only way you get a pass.
This year I'm hoping my letter gets read because I use the Amazon link, I bought from Harry's, have bought Doppelberries, watched shows on Hulu, among other TMOS sponsors. Nicely done.
Thank you, friend.
So, if I don't get read this year on 11/12, I'll have to blame it on the fact that I'm not a Rob Mobber. Or maybe Cat 2014 is right around the corner. Hey, at least I'm not sending this 10 p.m. the night before.
Oh.
I appreciate that. Tony Lamb, Adamstown, Maryland, listener to all versions of the show since 1985.
Happy birthday, Tony.
Yeah, and you know what? Lie about your age then. I think you've earned it.
Yeah, why not?
Yo! TMOS gang.
I haven't heard yo in forever. No, I like this.
Yo, this
yo
is from
MTV Raps.
No, it's from a dyslexic Jew, is what it is. No, I'm sorry. That would be Roy.
What is
spelled backwards.
You?
Yo, TMOS gang. It's my birthday today, November 12th. Yippee for me. I'm actively swimming through my douchebag 30s. I turned 33, and I feel really special. Well, that's great.
Good, man. 33 is a great age.
One of the most underrated things that has ever happened to me on the podcast was Mike talking up a Deadmau5 record. If you would please do that, Mike, I would explode with joy. But if your colon is still grieving, Oscar, get ready.
Oh, I can't wait.
If your colon is still grieving, I think Pony would be a great fill-in.
Oh, yes.
So thank you guys for everything you do.
Pony.
I love you so hard. Matt Bailey from Spokane, Washington. Now, Pony, I don't have a lot of Deadmau5 in my record collection, but I have this song. It's called A City in Florida.
Okay.
There is a post at 14 and 29 seconds.
Do you have a jingle?
I do.
Okay.
But here's the thing. He has no idea what I mean by a post at 14 and 29.
Yeah, no idea.
So you have 29 seconds in which to communicate your thought.
I don't want
to
do that.
No. You have to.
A post is usually when you
stop talking.
When you stop talking.
And end on the call letters or the show name. I tried to choose a very hip jingle to match Deadmau5's style.
I'm crossing my finger. I'm rooting for you.
Yeah, we are rooting for you. We all want you to win. Are we ready?
Okay. Ready.
All right.
Listen and learn. Learn and listen.
Oh, I love this.
The facts are fun on WWDC.
Hey, good morning. You're listening to Tony Boom Boom Bloom here on WDIK. I just want to let you know that we're going to be giving away Aerosmith tickets at the top of the hour. That's right. We broke into the program director's office and stole them so that you can enjoy the concert this weekend. But right now, here's Deadmau5.
You know what, for a rock
Not
station?
Bad.
I wouldn't put it on a tape.
Nope.
No, not bad.
I say he gets
and
a good
it's
job.
W Dick.
W Dick.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, he might be overqualified. All right. Love when we spin those hits.
Deadmau5 and Aerosmith on the same station.
That's right. We broke into the program director's office. And you know what that shows? That shows it shows that Pony at least listens to the radio.
True.
All right, we're going to learn a lesson here, Oscar.
Please.
We're going to get a dressing down here. Lori Quinn Sange writes, and she's a great listener in Reno. Mm. Been in touch with her for a long time. Hey, I listened to today's show, and you, meaning me, Oscar and Rob Ford, all had the pronunciation of Nevada wrong.
Nevada.
I'm sending out a bit of advice. When you get to Reno, please say it's Nevada, not Nevada.
Nevada?
Nevada. That's the ad that she's bothered about. Nevada. Nevada.
Nevada.
Yes.
Ugh.
Just a tip. I'm going to be there, and I will give you all the evil eye if you say it wrong. Can't wait. Love ya. Lori.
I feels like I'm cramping up when I say Nevada.
Don't focus on the focus on the vat. Nevada.
Nevada.
Yeah, but
we were saying Nevada.
We were saying Nevada.
Nevada.
And you know what that sounds
Nevada.
Like? Sounds like East Coast trash.
Yeah.
Gotta stop
Nevada.
That. Eric Hansen writes, and he screams, I can't wait till Friday. Quick question. I am picking up my tickets at Will Call. Nice. And don't know where the meet and greet is or time. Can you please inform me? Thank you in advance. No, we can't.
After the show.
Well,
you know, after the show, it's after the show.
It's Saturday night.
Yeah, we'll tell you where it is then.
Do you think Eric Hansen not listening, not one of his better skills?
Because
we've only said it, what, 1,000 times?
A zillion times.
Yes. It will be announced at the show, so
that's
please.
Why I black out.
that's why Eric blacks out. Oh, dressing down for you from one of your own. Miguel Lopez writes.
I've got so much of this week, and I know what it's about. I haven't even seen the letter, but yes, bring it.
He says, Oscar was mistaken when he said Ejada means daughter-in-law, not mother-in-law, suegra. Sorry for the syntax.
Suegra is mother-in-law. I saw this on the TMOS fan club page. I was dressed down by every Latino that actually listens to this program. Ejada is goddaughter,
right.
If I'm not mistaken now. So suegra and Ejada. I stand by what I said, though. Suegra sounds lethal.
It does.
And so does Ejada.
That's right. And while you're talking Spanish, when is that meet and greet?
No. The spice of the show. There you go.
Thank you.
That's all I got.
I was horrified when I got this message when I saw it was from Michael Hughes.
Oh.
Not the same guy, though.
Different guy.
Different Michael Hughes. Just wanted to let you know, it's not our former general manager. Just wanted to let you know that I ordered a 6-bottle sampler from Cameron Hughes, and the first bottle was so good that I ordered 6 more right
That's
away.
Usually the way it goes.
Great stuff. And with the TMOS code, it's an unbeatable deal. You guys rock. Thanks for keeping me entertained on the road. Michael, is he drinking on the road as well? I hope not.
12 bottles coming his way.
That's right. Clink, clink, clink. James Rule writes, thanks for the most unproductive day in my life. I'm on travel for work and downloaded the Yik Yak app. The university students are killing me. Apparently, math is hard.
Yeah. It is Yik Yak, by the way. Our pre-show ritual is back.
Yes.
Can't wait to share that later on in the program.
And we will, because you know what? I've ignited a firestorm. hi, Rob. I think this is our final letter. It is. Hi, Rob. My wife and I are in Venice, Italy on vacation, and as a gesture out of appreciation for all the laughs, we lit some candles for Mike at the Cathedral of San Marco.
It worked.
Wow. We're not much of Catholics ourselves, not much of grammarians either, but I know Mike is. We even tried to pray for him and for you and Oscar to kill it at Cat 2014.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Here is a picture of us at the Bridge of Sighs, which after Googling, you may find appropriate. I did Google the Bridge of Sighs. It was a covered bridge in Venice. It was the bridge that prisoners went over on their way to the death chamber, so they would sigh because it was the last time they got to see Venice. So there you go.
Out of all the things you're going to send us, thank you.
Yeah, well, I like the I like the lighting of candles. Not so sure I like you talking about us being, you know, prisoners.
The prayer worked.
It did.
Right?
Mike as
he's,
well.
He's out of the hospital.
Thank God you didn't have to go down there and do the laying of hands. stick around. Oh, and if I may speak of myself in
Please.
The third person, Rob, start the show, you hump.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hey, this guy is good. I'm a random guy.
Well, I'm rambling round, I'm a rambling guy. Okay, everybody, come on, sing with me, rambling guy. What's the matter, you people up tired or something?
I'm so mad at my mother. I don't know. She's 102 years old. She called me up the other day. She wanted to borrow $10 for some food. I said, hey, I work for a living. So I loan her the money. I have one of my secretaries take it down. And yesterday she calls me up and says she can't pay me back for a while. I said, what is this bull, huh? So I worked it out with her. I'm having her work on my transmission. And if she can't fix that, I'm having her move my barbells up to the attic.
What a drag it is getting old.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
Steve Martin, I remember laughing at that LP before I even knew why it was
LP,
funny.
LP, look at that.
Yeah, it's the Mike O'Mara Show live from the Pfeifferplex Studios, broadcasting all over the planet. We are powered by Encore Insurance. Thank you, Encore, for making Reno possible.
Absolutely.
As we prepare for CAT 2014, with over 26 million downloads, we're at MikeO'MaraShow.com and heard over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks. Guess who gets a lot of tail?
Who's that?
Wide receiver, number 19 in your program, number one in your heart. He's from Chicago, the second city, the city with big shoulders, the windy city. It's Chris Rozelle.
Wow. When Chris Rozelle is not catching that football, he's catching that ass. Allegedly.
That's right.
I don't really know him, but I heard.
The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners in the world. Why? Because they get it. Today is 12 November 2014. It is a Wednesday.
Hey, everybody. The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Sleep Number. You know, the holidays are right around the corner. It's the most wonderful time of the year, but it's also the most hectic. So this year, why not give yourself the greatest gift of all? The Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology. It's so simple. There's nothing to wear, nothing to turn on. You just sleep. They use sensors along with the dual air technology inside your bed to optimize your sleep. It's the smartest bed in the world, the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology. My Sleep Number setting is an 80 and Carla's is an 85. And right now, during their Veterans Day sale, you can save $600 on the top-rated Sleep Number i8 bed. It's the lowest price ever. See why Sleep Number was named Best of 2014 by a leading consumer magazine. Find your Sleep Number setting today only at one of the 450. Oh, my God, I'm losing it. 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. That's 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
Sending our love to Mike O'Mara.
Yes.
And I'm so glad he's home. Because, and I was talking to him this morning, even when you're feeling better, it's just tough being in a hospital.
What's great about Mike is that even when he's sick and as he's coming out of the fog, he'll tell you how he feels. Yesterday, I just called in to check in.
Right.
And he said, oh, this is a bad time. Give him some Reno updates.
Sure, absolutely.
And he said, no, I'm just waiting here in the lobby for a cab. And I said, I'll let him tell you this story in Reno.
Right.
But I said to myself, I don't want to ask him now because I'll ask him in Reno, but why is he waiting for a cab to leave the hospital? Because that is one of the saddest things I've ever heard in my life, right?
That is. He should at least have an Uber. You could be hip if you left the hospital
in an
Uber. I hope he didn't leave his clothes in the
cab. But because anybody that's been in the hospital for a routine...
Anything,
right? When you're getting rolled out because they got to roll you out.
Yeah, you're in the chair, the wheelchair.
It's kind of like, okay, I get in my mom's car, my wife's car, my girlfriend's, whatever, a friend's car.
Exactly.
Mike knows no one.
That's right.
Except for Carla, and I don't know where Carla was.
Right.
But he had to call a cab to take him home.
That is sad.
Isn't that wild?
You know what? He probably just would turn around, go back in the hospital and say, now I'm suffering from depression.
I can't wait to ask him on stage what exactly happened.
I am so excited about Reno because that is going to be the first time we talk to Mike in an on-air essence in like 2 weeks.
2 weeks,
so
man.
That's going to be great. I actually, you know how I've always had the reputation of mentioning celebrities and killing them?
Mm-hmm.
Now they're saying...
That's your bit.
That my bit is making people on the More Network sick. Because I do a show with Mike, He's in the hospital, yes. Or was in the hospital. Do a show with Katie. Yes. She can't talk because of jaw surgery.
Cake and cookies.
I've assisted on the Tony Perkins show featuring Gary Stein. Gary Stein just had a heart scare.
He did?
So, yeah, he's fine. He's fine.
Oh, my God.
And I actually spoke to him yesterday without actually apologizing, but now I'm beginning to realize I'm causing all of this
what
trouble.
What happened with Gary?
Gary had a weird feeling in his heart. You can hear all about it in the current episode of the Tony Perkins show, but he's okay.
I got to download and listen to it right now.
He said, heart's good, going to keep it, is what he said.
I didn't know. I saw him on Saturday,
yeah,
and he didn't mention that.
Well, I don't think, I can't even say it with a straight face. I don't think he's much of a complainer.
You think he... The only thing he gave me was his Amtrak bill and a big hug.
Well, priorities. Priorities. Reimbursement's much more important than cardiac health. But we are excited about Reno. We're headed out there. I don't normally do this on air, but Oscar requested it, and I think it's a great idea.
Please.
I've been working with Dude Walker as our voice guy for probably 15 years now, and I've saved almost everything he's ever cut for us. I am such a fan of his work. I think he is the best in the business, and he's nice. He's really
what
the nicest
a classy guy. He has the right to be a complete dick.
Jerk. He does, but
and he's not.
I actually said that all we need is you to say the words "cat 2014," and I sent him the email, and he replied to me before. I'm going to play you the session.
Yes.
He says, "I have some speakers on my deck for barbecues and such. Seriously hoping I remember to shut them off before I did this. Have a great time, dude man."
So he has a system
where he could broadcast his voice
or
on his
whatever
deck.
Music he has
exactly.
That's attached to the speakers outdoor speakers on his deck.
Now, I've written for him pages and pages of copy before, but this was four numbers and three letters. And this is what he sends us. He is absolutely the best.
Cat 2014.
Okay, just a normal.
Cat 2014.
Ah.
Cat 2014.
Yeah, I like that
He's
one.
A pro. Yeah.
Cat 2014. Cat 2014.
Well, grown man.
Yeah.
Cat 2014.
Quick
Cat 2014.
I'll use all of these.
Yeah.
Meow, baby. Cat 2014.
Okay.
What a pretty pussy.
Oh.
Cat 2014. It's the perfect pussy. Cat 2014. It's the perfect pussy. Cat 2014. Cat 2014.
One of these will work.
I'm going to my litter box now.
Oh, dude, you're
that
the best.
That is my favorite to date.
Really?
Because this is what's great. I don't know if it's just me, but I remember on the Don and Mike show.
Right, he used to cut his liners live.
He used to cut the liners. And that was fun as a listener, right?
I loved it.
So this is fun, one, because we're doing this show and this is for our show, right?
Exactly.
But you know how great dude is and like what a nice guy he is. For him to be like, to take that script and just ad lib that because he thinks it's just for us.
Right.
It's just a window into how genuine and fun he is.
He is so, so cool. And he is, he's announced both of our live shows at the State. He's driven down and done them live. He, of course, can't go to Reno, but he is so giving with his time. So here's to Dan Walker, the sound
Good
of the
man.
Moore Network.
Good
and
man.
You know what? I know you guys will never admit it, but radio guys that are listening to our podcast, call dude and employ him. He's the best voice guy in the world.
Yeah.
Get it done. All right. Mac McIntosh. Is it Mike McIntosh or Mac McIntosh?
His real name is Michael.
Michael.
Yes. But we call him Mac here.
And he is here. Now, yesterday we had your nemesis in, Rob Ford, your arch enemy.
Rofo.
And one of the funny things about the Reno trip is this will be the first time that the entire staff as a unit, interns and all, has traveled to a place and to play an away game. We've done Maine, but Mac didn't come to that.
No.
And Jimmy Cerrito was not there.
No.
So, Mac, what are you looking for? First of all, have you ever been to Reno?
I have not. I've been to Vegas.
You've been to Vegas.
I have been to Vegas twice.
All right. Would you say, agree with me, Oscar, that Reno is kind of like Vegas light?
But it's also...
It has a different personality.
Anything goes.
Yeah, it
anything
is.
Anything goes.
As Rob Ford mentioned yesterday.
Yeah, anything goes. What I like about Mac also is you should know that he doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't do any of those things.
Does he run with loose women?
He doesn't run with loose women.
Attaboy, not that I know of.
So he's really going to be there, and there's going to be a lot of drinking.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of smoking, a lot of gambling.
Yeah, you know what? It's a shame that we're going to be in a hotel casino because, God, we would have had a wonderful designated driver.
Yeah.
And we don't need one.
No.
Because we can do all our drinking and whoring and gambling right in the building. So you've been to Vegas. How did you find Vegas? What was your favorite? Were you out there for like a some sort of a... convention, I'm guessing.
We went on a family vacation, a timeshare, the first time I went.
Oh, and this was based on LARPing?
Sure, yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
You familiar with that, Oscar?
Yeah, live action role playing.
Yeah, I thought maybe that would be what brought him out there. It's a lot of conventions.
He's got to be a little more athletic than that.
Well, I don't know. He could be a gnome.
Look how frail he is.
He could be like a hobbit.
That is not nice. We already beat him up enough.
I know.
Jerk.
Well, I'm glad he didn't go out there for some hot gnome action.
Before you kill the show, Mac, I can't believe we're going to you at the beginning, at the top of the hour.
Well, it's okay. We've got a lot of plus points with dude.
Yes. do you realize that Rob Ford is like Michael Jackson and you're like Jermaine?
Yeah.
I have realized something like that.
Is it tough?
You know, it's even more...
Because that's a big shadow, right?
It's even a little more severe than that. Rob Ford is like Elvis Presley, and he's like Jesse, his dead cousin, his dead brother.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the one, the stillborn one.
So
what we're going to do...
really messed up.
What we're going to do...
stillborn.
Yeah, we're going to use Reno to build
you up. Nobody makes a stillborn joke anymore.
It's not a stillborn joke. It's an observation. And you know what?
What is wrong with you?
Somehow in this situation, I felt it fit. We're going to use Reno to build you up. We really are. Now, what are you looking forward to in Reno? Obviously, the priority is to put on the best show possible. But there's going to be some time after the show. What are you going to apply yourself to do?
Probably the blackjack table.
Ah, you a big fan?
I am. I mean, I don't drink. So when I turned 21, it's when I went to Vegas the second time.
Right.
Because I don't drink, but I can gamble.
Very true. Yeah. You gamble every day by coming in here.
Exactly. What will you be gambling with? Because you shook me down for $40 before the show.
Yeah. That $40, from the little acorn, the mighty oak grows.
Most.
$5 table.
Most people that travel have a budget for gambling, right?
Right.
What's your budget? And you're in a different place. You're living at home. You're still in school. So I don't expect to be big. But what do you expect? Okay, I'm going to gamble this. I'm prepared to lose this.
You have to set it out. Yes. You have to say, I'm going to lose this much money and that's it.
Yeah, I'll say I would cash in with $75.
$75.
So I guess
that'll get him a good way in the zany zone.
Guess he's not going to be hitting the $100 table.
No.
$5 table?
Yeah.
I will tell you this. I'm a decent blackjack player. I ultimately lose, but I'm decent.
Yes.
Well, if you doubt me, Pony. I've seen it. At the Zany Zone, I made $40 last me 8 hours.
Yeah.
So you can actually do it. Mm. And the only reason I lost is I had 17 bottles of wine, which was not great.
But there's a wrinkle here. When he gambles, he'll have to have Andy the Bear with him.
Ooh.
Well, this will be after the show.
Oh, Andy the Bear will be a listener thing then.
Ah. Good call.
Andy the Bear, one of our great prizes.
I thought it would be great to look into the casino and see Andy the Bear and Mac sitting at a blackjack table because he would have to watch the bear.
Friday night.
Ah.
Friday night, and you'll sit at the anchor.
Yes.
Andy the Bear will be to your right, and he'll say, I want to split these eights.
And you got to play two hands because he's taking up a spot.
You actually
do. Yeah, you do. Okay, now we've got a plan.
Can't wait.
All right, stick around. We come back. Oscar versus technology.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-mm-mm. Who will win? We shall see after this on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Oscar's phone. Oscar says he's too busy to record promos for Tech 411, and looking at his calendar, he is quite busy, between buying new foreign cars, doing CrossFit at the local box, having pep talks with his scholarship winner, not blocking Facebook friends against Mike's request, and his multitude of podcasts. He just doesn't have time. As for Todd, well, he's just too wealthy and good-looking to do a task like that. So here we go. Tech 411 is two guys trying to bring you the biggest tech news stories for the week, and how they might affect you. They also give you an app of the week. Oscar's app will revolve around whatever sport is popular at that moment, and Todd will kowtow to his new overlords at Google. I miss you, Todd. Come back. Sniffle, sniffle. In the end, Todd will plug White Noise and Compulsy, then talk about how hard his life is, while making millions and driving a Tesla. Oscar will plug Big O and Dukes, and 9 out of 10 times plug TMOS. Todd will ask if they can do the show monthly instead of weekly. Oscar will say hello in Chinese. And unlike Oscar, I like Rob. Rob Mob for life. Oh no, Oscar has had a few too many again and is making me get him an Uber. Please listen so he has more to do than drink.
Your personal guide to everything tech. Tech 411 with Oscar Santana and Todd Moore.
Matthew Bishop did that promo.
Todd said something to me when I played it for him.
Yeah.
He said, that guy really listens to the show.
Yeah, he does.
I said, no S.
Yeah, ni hao.
Yeah, new show, Tech 411, get it now.
Excellent. It's got the magic of Skype.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Prosper. What if I told you that you could have $35,000 in 72 hours? It'd change your life, wouldn't it? It would change most people's life, unless you're Bill Gates. Just imagine what you could do with 35 grand. And with Prosper, it's never been easier. Prosper is the fastest growing peer-to-peer lender. They connect people looking to borrow money with those who have money to invest. Isn't this a great time of year for it? There's no outrageous fees, no raising interest rates, and you'll never set foot in a bank. Just go to prosper.com/TMOS to check your rate easily and instantly without affecting your credit score. For a limited time, Prosper is offering our listeners a $50 Visa prepaid gift card when you get a loan. Good with the holidays just ahead of us, eh? Just go to prosper.com/TMOS. Up to $35,000 in just 3 days and a $50 gift card at prosper.com/TMOS. Other restrictions apply. See site for details. Gift card is issued by Center State Bank of Florida, pursuant to license from Visa USA Inc. All personal loans are made by Web Bank, a Utah chartered industrial bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Let yourself prosper at prosper.com/TMOS.
Thank you, Percocet, Mike. Thought he was spinning out there.
Working hard.
He is working. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Big week. Reno this week. Saturday night at Circus Circus. Tickets still available at 1-800-648-5010. We hit the stage of the Mandalay Ballroom at 8 o'clock local time.
Got an update from Reno.
And?
Ticket sales are up.
I love it. Thank you, folks.
Ticket sales are up.
That's excellent. That's
keep it coming. And the weather to get over the hill from Sactown.
Yes.
It's going to be fantabulous.
Better than it is here.
Yes.
We're going to drop like 40 degrees overnight.
Polar vortex.
Yeah. And he's coming up at dinner time,
not
right?
Not in Nevada.
No, Nevada.
Nevada.
Yeah.
Nevada.
Polar vortex today with the lunchtime oldies.
No, so the weather's going to be great. You don't have to deal with the nonsense. So can't wait to see you guys.
It's going
to
be a great time. I really can't wait. Now, you lived off the grid for some time.
Yeah, I had cut the cord. That is the term. I've said off the grid a zillion times.
I've had two kids. I never cut the cord.
Yeah, when you say cut the cord, it's basically I didn't have a cable for 2.5 years.
So you watch TV on demand on your computer?
And I still have Hulu Plus. I still have Netflix. I still have all those premium services. Mm-hmm. But I would watch. I had hooked up my 60-inch television to a computer. And I would watch all the shows on the computer,
sure,
right? And yeah. I had a digital antenna. It was the whole thing.
And you could watch viral videos off YouTube.
Yes, yes.
Or stream KCJJ. Yes.
It was cool when they would do the puppets.
You like the puppets.
Yeah, the puppets were KCJJ puppets.
Love it.
Well, off the charts.
Love puppets.
So it was cool for like a year to tell everybody that you're... And look, I'm being honest now. And Chad would call me out all the time from Big O and Dixie. He's like, you just want to tell people you're different. And I was like, no, I'm going to save money. It was like $220.
You are a complicated man.
Yeah,
no one doubts that. And I do believe that there was some money involved because you are so involved with doing stuff. You don't watch a lot of TV.
Don't watch enough. It was $220.
But
maybe $250, I think, at one point.
You love telling people, oh, I'm off the grid.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
like when someone would tell me, hey, have you seen that? I said, hey, man, I don't have cable.
Right.
I'm just so busy. I didn't see the purpose of paying for something I didn't watch.
This is the equivalent of about 10 years ago when someone would say, it's very common now.
And then I told him I'd listen to NPR and strictly NPR.
Well, that's a lie.
Yes.
And by the way, anyone who ever tells you that is lying. I promise you that. But about 10 years ago, before it was really common, if someone said, oh, yeah, I don't have a landline. Oh, look at you. Too cool for a landline?
Yes.
Too cool for, well, you're
now
a little too cool to have cable.
If I'm being honest, I think most people will start cutting the cord as soon as HBO goes, the HBO Go a la carte.
Yeah.
That you'll be able to just
absolutely
order. People have been wanting that forever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as of now, though.
But now then, no one will have Stars.
So 2.5 years goes by. I sign up for cable again.
Were you begrudgingly doing it? How was your opinion? How did you feel when you were signing up?
This is going to be shocking to you, but I had to get cable because I hated the way that you, like the Monday Night Football and Sunday, even on the ESPN app.
Sure, right.
Or any of the games that were broadcast Sunday that I would get over network television,
mm-hmm.
it would stutter on my machine.
Right.
Because of the frame rate, right?
Yeah, it looks terrible.
Yeah, so it looked terrible, and I said, what's the point of having this beautiful television that I bought 5 years ago?
I do believe that high-definition football is responsible for the sale of more TVs than anything.
Yes.
Because when you saw your first high-def football game, it was a game changer.
So the World Cup got me going in the direction of cable again.
Right.
I said, I can get all the shows I want to watch on my terms on demand somehow, right? It's a little, a little work, but I'll get them.
Sure.
But the World Cup, I remember watching a few games and I said, oh, this only happens every 4 years. Why am I so cheap that I won't buy a cable,
you
right?
You deserve it, especially if it's something you love.
And I love the World Cup, so I was like, all right. I got through the World Cup because it's only 2 weeks.
Right.
And then week one of the NFL season, I watched a game and I said, first of all, like there's a receiver going out for a pass and I got to stutter my way through the frame for them to catch it. So
do you realize if you really wanted to get the best high def NFL experience, all you'd need to do is use your Redskin tickets?
Yeah, I agree. Week one was an away game.
Okay. So then I withdraw the snarkiness.
Yeah. So I ordered cable.
Yeah.
Cable came, set it up, had a couple snafus because I hadn't just send the boxes. And then
because you were going to take care of it.
Yeah, so set it up. Cable guy didn't really work the way they said in the
cable
manual.
Cable guy.
Called the cable guy. Cable guy came, set it up, good to go.
Do you have a DVR?
Yes, two DVRs, two TVs, we're
good
to go.
Beautiful.
Last night I get home from Big O and Nukes, and it's like 11:30 p.m.
Right.
All I want to do is watch Brian Williams eat like two granola bars and some yogurt and go to bed. Right.
Wow, this is a thrilling lifestyle.
Yeah, let me tell you. Let me tell you.
That's right.
And I look at my cable boxes because this never happened when I had the digital TV antenna.
Well, yeah. I mean, the antenna is simplistic.
Yes,
it is. It's not the best technology,
and
but
my
it's
computer.
Simple.
I said, okay, I always have that. I look at the cable boxes and it says Hunt, H-U-N-T.
Oh, that's one. It's $14.95 for the block, right?
Yeah, you replace the H and you put a C is how I felt as soon as I saw it.
Oh,
and
dear.
I said,
oh, dear.
Well, that can't be good. Usually the time's on there, right?
Exactly, yeah.
I want to see the time or the channel it's on. So I call Comcast and I say, hey, both my boxes say Hunt.
Yeah.
What's going on? After a good 35 minutes, it's already past midnight, I say.
I'm surprised they answered.
They're sending signals. They're shutting it off, turning it on.
Oh, did they say, oh, yeah, we're going to ping it?
Yes.
We're going to ping it for you and find out what the problem is.
While this lady who didn't even care about what was going on.
Of course
it's not that important.
No.
But I'm paying for this.
Sure, this is what you've earned.
Yeah,
this.
I said, this isn't working. Like, what's the story? She tells me that there's an outage on my block.
Ah.
And I said, well, this is strange because I'm on your Comcast forums and everybody says Hunt means that there's an issue at the actual box for your condo building.
Oh, so there is like, she's claiming that it's like a streetwide outage.
Yes.
But obviously Hunt refers to whatever hub brings the signal into your condo.
Yeah.
Into your condo building.
Yes.
Right, okay.
So I say, hey, hold on a sec, because I know all my neighbors, and I knew one of my neighbors was raging. She was having a party.
Nothing like a rager.
Yeah, knock on her door. And I said, hey, this is weird, but is your cable working? And she's hammered.
Hey,
hammer
come time. Come on in.
Hammer time.
They were all watching Leno.
Do you want some wine? No, I don't want wine. I just want to see. They had the TV on, the cable's working.
Sure.
So no outage on my block.
Softcore porn?
Yeah, no. They're who knows what they were
trying
watching.
To figure out what kind of party
I
it was.
I needed to get out of there quickly.
Yeah, it was not your scene,
so
Daddy-O.
I said, okay, thanks. Later, I don't want that wine. She poured me a glass anyways. Didn't take it. Because when someone's hammered, they don't want to hear no, right?
No, they want to give you a to-go cup.
Scurry out. It's now 12, a little after 12:20.
It's too late to be dealing with this
stuff. I'm still on the phone. I say, these signals don't mean anything. Give me the first appointment. Someone's got to come out and fix this. It says there are 10 different forums that are telling me Hunt is no good. Right. She says, well, sir, you have to wait an hour until they fix the outage. I said, did you just hear the melee I just went through on the phone with you?
Oh, did you take the phone with you?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
I said,
did they offer the lady on the phone a glass of wine?
I said, the drunk next door is watching cable. Those are the words I used. She's watching cable.
The souse next, the inebriate next door.
That's right.
Same building.
Yeah.
Like not 50 feet from my door.
Yeah.
She's watching cable. Hunt means I need a cable guy to come out.
Right.
Cable guy. She says, okay. First appointment we have is this coming Monday.
Not good enough.
Right? No, but for me, it was, I said, are you sure that's the first appointment? She goes, your window time is going to be 2 hours instead of 4 hours, 8 to 10 a.m. And I said, if that's as good as you get, I get that. But I want my bill. And this is where it gets hinky.
Oh, you see, now this is where I'm starting to smack my lips because this is where I get involved.
I said, I want my bill prorated for the days that this is happening.
Absolutely reasonable. So it should be, yesterday was what? Tuesday.
Yes.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. That's 7 days.
Yes.
You should get seven, November has 31 days? Or 30?
31, if I'm not mistaken.
You should only pay...
just prorate.
Okay, you should pay 24, 31st of your bill.
Whatever it is, give me the prorated rate.
Knock it out.
She says, I don't have the authority to do that.
Let me speak to your manager!
We are at almost 1 a.m.
Yeah.
It's 12:55, right?
Yeah, a lot of the bigwigs have gone home.
And I looked at my phone and I said, if I didn't have unlimited minutes right now, I'd be upset.
Right.
And I said, who do I have to talk to? She goes, my manager. I didn't get done with her. And this is why people cancel cable.
Yep.
This is why you don't. I said it took me 2.5 years to come back to you.
Right.
And not 2 months into my experience.
You've ruined it.
I remember being this upset
when
I had cable or when I lived with my parents and the router didn't work.
Explain to them
the channels went blue. Blue's not good. On demand didn't work.
The first 60 days of your cable experience, 7 of them have been without cable.
Right.
That's not a good ratio.
It took me till 1:45.
But you can't at that point.
I was too invested.
You can't back
Shannon out. Shannon came out and told me to take my party elsewhere because she heard me yelling with, I wasn't yelling, but arguing with the cable.
Did you offer a glass? Glass of wine?
No.
Oh,
no.
You should have.
No.
Send her next
no,
door.
But so that's
look, it's Oscar's wife.
I know that everybody deals with this, but you would think, especially with the easy setup I have nothing.
Right.
Nothing except for that box.
All you want to do
and
is
internet.
Watch the news.
That's it.
This is the same thing people would do in 1950.
Also, I didn't mention this. I said, while we're on the phone, and
uh-oh.
I got this back, when they set up my cable, I already had blast internet. Which was the better internet, whatever they call it. You know?
Sure.
And they charged me another $10 for blast internet just to set it up. And I looked at my bill. I said, why did you charge me $10 to set up my blast internet when I added the cable boxes? She says, well, you added blast. I said, I already had blast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You let them do
it. They kill you with the fees.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. And by the way, after Polar Vortex finish up the ship, Blast Internet is coming on.
Yeah. I thought you would have been proud, though. I got my money back.
That's good. You did get it prorated?
I don't know if it was worth the 2 hours.
No, it is. It is. But they did prorate it for you?
They did.
And you know what? What you need to do is you did the right thing. You played the customer card.
Yeah.
My first thing when I called DirecTV is, as you may know, I have been with DirecTV since September of 1996. My records will reflect that. And what they love more, though, what they love more than an old customer is keeping a new customer. And so you played it exactly right.
It took so long, though. So much energy.
You should have asked for free Cinemax, too. Bet you could have gotten it. All right, stick around, folks. When we come back, I'm going to discuss why I'm really, at the base of my soul, no better than my daughter. We're back after this on The Mike O'Mara Show.
There are not many things, my friends, that are better than a good bottle of wine. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let me tell you, you can pay dearly for wine, or you can go to our friend Cameron Hughes. Extraordinary bottles of wine that taste expensive but aren't. Why splurge on a $100 bottle of wine when Cameron Hughes wine is just as good for $15 to $30? You ready to impress your friends? Here is an amazing holiday deal that we convinced Cameron to offer our listeners. 20% off any wine and free shipping on our order or your order or my order with the code TMOS. Free shipping on wine means big savings. Visit chwine.com, click the microphone in the upper left-hand corner and enter TMOS. That's chwine.com, click the mic and enter TMOS for 20% off and free shipping. Don't wait. Once these wines are gone, they're gone. CHWine.com. You'll love it like we do.
You know, I love that CH wine, and with all the prep we've been doing for Cat, I'm not sure I would have gotten through last night without Lot 436.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Cabernet, and it is $15. It is fantastic.
Get on it, people.
We talked a little bit earlier about Yik Yak.
Yes.
And I just want to say, I'm going to stick by what I wrote on Yik Yak. Space is dumb. I'm tired of this about the comet. Enough already. This is what we wrote on Yik Yak, and you actually you helped me with the phrasing.
Yeah, it's a team effort.
Yeah, every day we like to post something on the Yik and the Yak.
Which, again, is Twitter, anonymous Twitter is what we call
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
That's GPS-based.
And what you can do is you can actually give it what is called a handle, which is like a title,
mm-hmm.
and it says priorities.
Ah.
And I wrote, after 10 years of struggle, finally landed a probe on a comet. Still no cure for cancer.
Yeah.
And really, I understand that this conceivably could advance something somewhere, but in days of Ebola and war and hatred on the ground here in the world, why are we focusing on this for 10 years? And so I said, you know what, priorities. Let's see what some of the people have replied to.
Please.
Because you're a space enthusiast.
I do love the space program. For a while there, when they shut it down, I was kind of for it because we're in the depths, the grips, the clutches of the recession.
Right.
And I said, look, people aren't paying their mortgages. Maybe we shouldn't be spending our tax dollars on this right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we're coming out of it, though, I'm buying into the space program again because, one, it's being privatized.
Sure.
Two, and this is the hackiest response, but most the reason
it's the yik yakiest response
why you can yik yak on your mobile phone is because there was a space program, and a lot of these technologies trickle down into what we have today. The fact that we can do this show, even with Mike when he was in the hospital,
right,
is because a lot of those, especially the microchip and a lot of those technologies, were built for the space program.
But still, I am still left a little cold by the fact that this is not a man walking on the moon. This is a hunk of metal on a piece of rock.
No, what about this?
What
if that data one day helps us if we ever have an Armageddon-type situation?
Ah.
Where we can figure out the trajectory of these comets.
And I get to go to the comet?
Yes.
To avoid the Armageddon?
No,
okay.
No.
Talk to
we
me
get
then.
To blow it up with nukes.
Oh, you're doing the Bruce Willis thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Right now, my current, I've got 10 ups, but I've had a lot of negatives too. Comment one. Jerk, have you ever considered the possibility that a society can study more than one subject at a time? He gets 22 ups for that.
Dirty hipster.
Dick. He is a dirty dick.
Well, dirty dick.
Yeah.
Well, dirty hipster.
He comes on after Polar Vortex.
Can you write that? Can you read that again slowly?
Yes. Jerk, have you ever considered the possibility that a society can study more than one subject at a time?
Ah.
But I would say this, I have considered this, but if you put half your effort into one thing as opposed to all your effort, you could probably advance it more. Comment two. Oh, maybe this is the same guy. Or better yet, that the cure for cancer is going to be found in the first alien life form we find, perhaps on that planet of some sort.
No, it's not.
Yeah, because
not
you know why?
It's a comet.
Because all the cancer Martians are dead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Just like beetles aren't going to do it for us. Everyone that saw Medicine Man got excited. Didn't work out.
This is my favorite one, and it gets 14 ups. And they don't write it this way. They write it in the full word. F you, whoever yacked this.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it's me all over. Hey, it's not like we stopped trying to cure cancer to land on a comet. That's an implied
this
jerk.
This is the youth of America, because mostly college kids are on this, and we like effing with them. But this is how they respond.
They do. They do. And then it said, after decades of struggle, finally passed marriage equality, still no reproductive justice. So there you go. People have got their agendas, and they're getting involved.
How many ups and downs, what type of roller coaster ride has your yak gone through?
Right now, my yak is, I think, at 9 ups.
At one point, higher than that.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? There's some haters out there.
Yes. They're probably just hungover. This is another thing. The Concert for Valor, that was last night with all the headliners. Beautiful. I'm sure they raised a ton of money.
Yeah.
And look, what a great cause. The speeches that were given, the performances, amazing.
Great.
The Yik Yakers coming home because I was I was up late talking to a Comcast lady and yakking. I said, they were just, all they were doing was talking about the performances and not why they had a concert.
That it was a concert for Valor. I bet the typical Yik Yak was, thanks to our veterans, but traffic sucks.
So excited. Yeah. I didn't miss a performance of a lifetime.
But now, you say that's how the youth of America is. Well, I wouldn't say that my daughter Julia is yet the youth of America.
Julia?
Yes, that's the one, Julia Jellybean.
Nice.
She is youthful, but not yet the youth of America. For those of you who are following this, I will keep this under 30 seconds. A lot of her friends were so enthusiastic about voting for her Fall Out Boy Ultimate Fan Contest that we believe they were using fake email addresses, and her original video was pulled.
Ah!
So after she had in excess of 2,000 likes, she had to start from square one.
When you cheat.
That's right.
You don't win.
Cheaters never prosper.
Yeah.
prosper.com. So what you want to do is...
Nice plug, I guess.
I guess. I don't know. If you want to continue to support Julia, her video is posted again. We appreciate it.
I don't support cheaters. I'm not going to be voting for her.
She didn't cheat. Her friends did. Yeah, weird.
What happened?
Yeah. What?
What happened? Did you get an email that says, hey... Some nefarious transactions have gone down.
There was several people that had votes in the thousands, and all those top...
because you can get the IPs.
Yeah.
Was it JuliaJellybean at gmail.com, JuliaJellybean at hotmail.com, JuliaJellybean at yahoo.com?
Hotmail.org. Hotmail.edu.
Did she fess up and say she voted multiple times?
Well, we all...
Didn't you guys tell everybody to vote multiple times?
We did, but we didn't want them to vote from fake email addresses.
Those weren't instructions.
Well, you know, sometimes you can be vague. Anyway, no more cheating is what I'm saying. And thanks to you in this cross-examination...
Isn't it too
late? We've
gone
over 30... It's never too late. There's like 10 more days.
Yeah, but the person in the lead as of last week had a 4,000...
No, they got yanked too.
Really?
Yeah, Julia's within a couple hundred votes right now.
Okay, it's possible.
Right. Now, also because it's not big enough that she's going to be the ultimate Fallout Boy fan, she's also running for president of her class.
Good for her.
And this is something that, you know, I ran for several offices in elementary and middle school, and I never was able to advance.
The only time you've ever run, period.
Boom, bam.
Wow, look at that.
Isolate that. Hey, that's your one joke for the year.
That was excellent. You know what? Now you can focus on learning how to book air travel.
Whoa.
You can take all that effort away from writing jokes.
Yeah. You hurt his feelings. Man. Came right back at you.
Well, you know what? I don't really have to exert much to win that battle either. It's easier to fight him than to run. Pony.
Womp womp. Womp womp.
Not going to Maine. But I wanted to share with you her campaign slogans that she wrote,
okay,
which I think you will enjoy. I was not aware.
Can I guess?
Yes, please
quickly.
Do. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm Julia. I'm Julia Jellybean. I'm running for president, and it's middle school?
It is president, eighth grade.
Yeah. Eighth grade. Mm-hmm. Oh, just of her class, so eighth grade, right?
I believe it is president of the school.
Of the school.
But she is in eighth grade.
So seventh and eighth?
Sixth, seventh, eighth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
I doubt Robert will vote for her.
Vote twice. It's nice.
That's good,
yeah.
But it didn't make it.
No.
But that would have been better for the Fallout Boy thing. I wasn't aware that she was actually making her campaign posters, and she came down and she says, Dad, can you print me the biggest picture of Shaquille O'Neal you can find?
Oh,
and I went,
creative.
What?
You're really into NBA players.
Why? Yeah. She's going a different direction with her room decor. I said, wow, what an interesting locker. But she put a big picture of Shaq, and it wrote, even Shaq voted for whack. Vote for Julia Spiewak. And it's, you know, apostrophe WK.
God.
I didn't like that one. How about this
one?
Be Coolia. Vote for Julia.
Oh, no.
No?
No, no.
Then I've got a lot invested in this third one.
Did you help her with these?
No, this is not the one I said.
No.
Don't let the others fool you. It's time to vote for Julia. That's probably the best of the three.
That's the strongest. But you... Yeah. Of all people, could give her better lines.
Well, what I wrote for her was, don't let a jerk rule you. Your president should be Julia.
That is great.
Yeah. And
what
she,
about the other two? Did you save those and say, hey, those got to go to the cutting room floor?
By the time I got up there, she was already
gluing. Too much puffy paint?
She was already gluing glitter. there was no looking back.
The whack ones. Oh, man.
And you know what the
What's
thing
her
is?
What's her platform? Bad slogans?
Platform. Voting on any IP address,
yes.
fake Facebook accounts, and multiple IP
addresses.
I like
that she had the one. She's in eighth grade, so really, I guess I expect more from her. One, from that video, because that video was killer.
It was great.
Two, because she has such a creative family.
Yeah.
So when does she have to put these up? And
they're
how
up.
Many, so
they're
she's
up.
Got
she gets,
four.
And she gets three posters.
Three
and
posters.
All up. The thing is that the Shaq poster is very eye-catching.
Yeah.
Because it's like him from a commercial holding a product, and she's making him holding a vote sign.
That's smart.
So it
I
looks
love
good.
That they-
but the problem that rubbed me the wrong way is there were many times in my secondary education when the word whack was applied to me as a nickname in not a favorable way. Mm. Not a name that I would, you know, call to myself.
She's saying vote for whack?
Vote for whack. Apostrophe W-A-K.
Now, a lot of eighth graders are already voting for that.
Yes,
before this election, I imagine.
As a matter of fact, they missed school because of frequent votes for whack.
Did you put those together when you saw that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, man.
Where's young Colin?
How many jokes?
Where's young Cameron? Where's Tucker?
How many jokes? Oh, that your poor daughter. You should have seen that. Eighth grade, man. They're going to be talking about how they're voting for WAC.
I don't know. Maybe they're dim. Maybe they won't get it.
No.
Okay, the third thing, you think so? You're probably going to go and campaign for that.
No. Well, I mean, it may work.
Yeah.
Because the boys will be like, oh, yeah, I'm voting for WAC.
Stop it. Absolutely not okay. Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on.
No, you're uncomfortable.
I am uncomfortable.
Could we come up with better? I know it's a little too late. Let's figure out some slogans here.
All right.
Okay, so it's SPWAC. It's Julia, eighth grade.
Go vote for Julia or go kill yourself.
No,
do you
want to
go negative?
No.
You want to go goth?
You have to think of authority. So 1989, Taylor Swift is very popular, right?
Oh, how about... vote for Julia, or we'll never, ever, ever get back together. Could we do like a lyrical?
See, this is what I'm talking about. This is a creative meaning.
This is hip, yeah. Right? She should do something with the Fall Out Boy, but I don't listen to
that. Okay, wait, so SPWAC, Pack.
The SPWAC
Pack. The leader of the pack is SPWAC.
Oh, that's good.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right?
All right. Now, she's...
And a picture of who used to sing the 80s song Leader of the Pack?
Well, the Shangri-Las did it in the 60s.
Okay, in the 60s.
Yeah, so let's get a picture of some 70-year-old women. I think that'll be good. Leading on a motorcycle or a wheelchair.
You like that. See what we
came
up with?
I do. Okay, I'll talk to her tonight.
Leader of the Pack is SPWAC.
And she'll say, shut up, Dad.
Oh.
Also, she's upset because they have... Now, you know... you heard it for months on this show. I was bursting with pride that she was in the show Grease, the musical at our school last year. They have announced what the musical is for this year, and no one likes it. It's Annie.
And she's too tall to be Annie.
Yeah, well, she can't play Annie. She'll probably go for the role of the lady that runs the orphanage, Mrs. Hannigan, which is a great role. Carol Burnett did it in the movie, and she'd be very good at it. But for the third consecutive year, I had to go last night to the parents' required musical pre-audition meeting. And I don't want to be the guy that sits in the auditorium and watches the overenthusiastic parent volunteers talk about all the stuff that's about to happen and just sit there in my chair and stew about how I could do everything better than they're doing up there standing on my head. I don't want to be that guy, but I am that guy.
Well, you've got the time.
I don't have the time or the patience to deal with more 13-year-olds.
How's the sound?
The sound will be good. They spend a lot of money. God knows, once you get in the play, it costs you $50.
Oh, you got to pay to get in.
You got to pay to get in once you audition. So we're sitting there, and I get a seat realizing that...
I feel your pain.
I know exactly what's coming up. Julia was after school for a workshop anyway, so we sat in the back of the auditorium, and I realized as we were sitting there that I am no different than I was when I was 13 because Julia and I start... actively making fun of the authority figures. We're texting, we're making fun of them. Because this lady that's doing the talk, she
Why is this okay? It's your daughter.
But because
authority. Does she need, when you do this, I'm not even a dad.
I know.
You see what's wrong
but
with
she's
it.
She's so mature.
This is why she tells you, Dad, shut up.
But no, she doesn't ever say that.
What does she say?
She says...
Or she doesn't talk to you for 3 days.
That's Robert. But the thing
what does she do?
The problem is that, and I'll pull the curtain back, I've made a rather tidy living for a long time questioning authority. And I was so tired of it.
But that doesn't mean your kids are going to do it. You're one in a million shot.
When the 10th time when the lady says, we're going to need your patience. Because
you are so wrapped up in you that you can't take away what you should be doing with your daughter and what you shouldn't be.
I was bored. And when I started texting stupid things that the teachers were saying to her, I realized this had to stop. So I did.
How long was the thread?
The thread was...
15, 20 minutes. How many zings came out of that?
Probably 24. And it was great because she'd be talking and she'd be up there and she'd say, you know, 100 people are going to audition. And I'd say, by the way, Julia, do you think 100 people will audition? And so I'm already laughing.
Yes.
So I hit send. And then 4 seconds later, next to me, I hear... because the text has been received.
Yeah, yeah.
Julia opens it and she laughs. And it was just great.
You're both giggling there.
Yeah, we are.
And you know, you're not... I hate it. God bless you, man. You love so hard. You give everything. You give everything you can to your family, but you can't be best friends with your kids.
I know. But I was so bored.
Another slogan while we're talking.
Oh, good. What is it?
A picture of Jack White.
Yes.
And it says, Jack White votes for SPWAC.
Why? Why Jack? Why? She loves Jack
because
White.
Because he's popular.
He is, but he's also frightening.
But Jack for SPWAC.
Oh, okay,
See?
But you said Jack White,
I'm sorry,
so it didn't rhyme.
But Jack for SPWAC. I'm thinking on the fly.
Yeah, you're doing some free verse there.
But Jack for Spiewak.
I like that. Right? That's good.
That'll work.
Until she gets billed. It's for my image. But what I wanted to share with you, the whole length of this story was we got a handout at auditions with tips, things never to do when auditioning.
Okay.
And no wonder it costs $50 to be in a play. This is a professionally, but not a Xerox.
Well, this is good for the kids.
Yeah, so, okay. Right? And this is
I
good for you.
I would have loved somebody gave it to me.
I know that you are, you're getting ready to be in a major motion picture.
You're about to make fun of something that
no, I'm not.
The kids should be learning. If this is something they want to do professionally.
Whether or not we make fun of it is actually up to you. All I'm going to do is...
I'm going to text Julia right now and make fun of you.
I'm going to...
Together.
I'm going to give you the news and you're going to decide.
Please.
This is like the Fox News.
Okay.
We report, you decide. Okay. Things never to do when auditioning. Oscar, never apologize.
True. Because then that shows you're weak and you're not confident.
Never stop in the middle of your audition. Just keep going.
You got to mow through.
Mm-hmm. Ever forward.
Got to mow through.
Never stammer.
Yeah, stammering stinks.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's really not
unless
a choice,
you're going
though.
For a role that you need stammering.
Yeah, like a biopic of Jimmy Stewart.
Maybe Tropic Thunder.
This is my favorite, especially because I grew up listening to The Grease Man.
Yes.
Things never to do when auditioning, never squeal.
That's true. You know what? I totally messed up that Tropic Thunder joke. It should have been maybe Simple Jack.
I got it.
Thank you. You got it? Yeah. When he's the hammer that's going around behind him? The stand-up. Two people got that.
Never try to make conversation. Never beg. Never brag. Never kiss up.
Yeah, no. You want to go in there with confidence and like you've been there before.
Right. Never go overboard. Don't act overly excited or hyper. Don't exhibit any obnoxious behavior. I guess I'm out.
Well, you have to be enthusiastic.
Yeah, you do, but not overly so.
That's a fine line, I guess.
And while you're not squealing, I want to leave you with one other thing never to do. Don't rock back and forth.
Yeah, Mac.
And I was looking at this with Julia. Actually, we waited until the car. Yeah. And I said, read this list and tell me if it looks okay to you. And she says, well, a lot of that stuff is common sense. I said, so when you're auditioning, should you do this? She said, Dad, don't do that.
Oh, God. Now I know. This is all making sense. Mike's getting better. He's out. He'll be back soon enough.
Right.
But the fact that we're learning all this about you and the dynamic between you and your kids, now it's all making sense.
It is making sense.
Adding up.
All right. Don't squeal. We'll be back after this. Oh, you got news?
I do.
Yeah, we have plenty of time to prepare it. All right. We'll be back. And this is the Mike O'Mara Show.
We know Reno.
And we know that you're going to have the time of your life at CAT 2014.
Saturday, November 15th in the Mandalay Ballroom at Circus Circus in Reno.
It's an all-new Mike O'Mara Show Live.
A live show, up close and personal.
Plus an exclusive after party for all the ticket holders.
Come on out and laugh at us and then hang with us.
And if you were wondering about a whore package upgrade,
this time everyone who buys a ticket is automatically eligible for backstage access.
10 lucky folks will win a pair of backstage passes for a pre-show drink with us.
Buy a ticket and you're eligible.
Everybody's a whore at CAT 2014.
Get your tickets by dialing 1-800-648-5010.
That's 1-800-648-5010.
The Mike O'Mara Show Live.
Made possible by Encore Insurance Services.
We'll see you there! So what'll happen is when people come into the showroom, everyone will get a ticket for the drawing. Mm. And I believe Mac will be handing out the tickets.
Mac Attack.
It'll be your excellent chance to have a brush with greatness.
Yeah, and Andy, because he'll be there, unless he loses him.
That's right. And that will cost over $99.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, when I was laid up recently, I brought a friend with me to the old hospital. My friend was my Harry's products. I loved them. Movember is here, and it's time to grow a mustache this month to show support for men's health issues. But even if you grow a mustache, you still have to shave your furs. That's why you need Harry's, the official razor partner for the Movember Foundation. Harry's was started to create a better shaving experience for all men. They ship directly to your door from their factory in Germany, where they make incredible blades because of their century of shaving experience. By cutting out the middleman, they can offer an amazing shave at a fraction of the price of drugstore brands. You will love the starter set. It's $15. You get a razor, three blades, your choice of Harry's shave cream, or the new foaming shave gel. An incredible value. And as always, there's free shipping and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Go to harrys.com now and Harry's will give you $5 off your first order. Just type in our code TMOS. That's harrys.com and enter coupon code TMOS at checkout for this limited time offer. offer and change the way you shave forever.
I'm so glad that Kat ended up on a on Movember because I have a mustache to debut on stage. And I've not really talked about it. Brand new outfit. Yeah.
Look at you.
Look at me. Everyone's going to be looking at me. But now, enough about me. Let's talk about Oscar. And this is not Oscarazzi. This is Oscar's Rock Hard News.
News.
Boo.
Rob, what's your take on Chelsea Handler?
Chelsea Handler, I bet that about 15 years ago, she was amazingly hot.
Yeah.
I think there's been a little bit of hard living. I think she's still quite attractive. I think she's funny, and I think she's brave. And I think female comics, the brave ones are few and far between.
Yeah.
And I have a high opinion of her.
I agree. I agree. So if you've been following in the entertainment world, Chelsea Handler had posted a topless pic of herself on Instagram making fun of President Putin, right?
Well, she does this a lot. She does the equivalent. She explained this on a talk show I saw. She'll photobomb people by whipping out a breast without the people knowing.
That's one of her bits.
That's one of her bits.
I can't say I'm against it.
No, it's a good one.
And for kind of a little older broad, she's kept it together. She looks good, right?
I'm always attracted to funny women.
There is,
except Lucille Ball,
a picture that Kim Kardashian with her buttocks, her bare ass.
Yeah, I wasn't able to see it all because I only have a 27-inch monitor.
That is out and about, and Kim Kardashian had put it on Instagram.
Right.
And what's fun about Chelsea Handler is not 2 hours passed.
Did she really?
She took a picture that's similar of herself with her ass exposed in her bathroom.
That's great.
And this is what's weird because when Chelsea did this a couple weeks ago, making fun of President Putin,
right?
Russian President Putin, she got pulled from Instagram.
Right.
Instagram pulled it down. This time she writes, "Can you believe?" And she did a side by side between Kim Kardashian's ass and her ass.
By the way, which it looks like a bushel of peaches. Is that ass.
And she writes, "Can you believe more than two asses can fit on the same screen? Guess which one's real? Your move, Instagram."
Oh, wow.
She's daring them to pull it.
But she's brave. She is brave, and she's funny.
If you can get away, it just took us.
That's all right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You know, today you've spoken Spanish and Yiddish.
Just, there's some cheeks. That's can't go wrong there.
Yeah.
So,
big cheeks.
We'll see what Instagram does. I think that, you know, if they take this down, that makes no sense.
The last time I saw cheeks that big, they were on Mount Rushmore.
You know what? I'm not really into that, but I know a lot of guys that are into
that. I like
that.
Thank
they're
you.
Huge.
Yeah, they are massive. Massive.
The concert for Valor was yesterday on
right
the mall.
Right up the road.
Hundreds of thousands of people just miles away gathered and saw an all-star lineup. Again, on HBO, you'll check it out. And donate if you can. That's I think, the most important part.
Right.
What we didn't see, and a lot of people talked about a lot of different heroes, right?
Right on.
And if you know somebody that was actually there and has served, you said thank you.
Of course.
I saw a couple guys yesterday. It was very cool. What most people don't know is that there's a veteran out there, and he is America's oldest living vet. That's 108 years old.
Wow.
And what's great about this gentleman, Richard Overton...
He would probably be not a World War I vet, probably World War II.
That this man still smokes cigars, does yard work, and drives and drinks whiskey.
Wow. Here I am, 43, and he could kick my ass.
Right? He still says every day he wakes up and he puts a little splash of whiskey in his coffee just to wake him up. He still smokes cigars, and he's 108.
Wow.
Good genes or just good living? What do you think?
Because
it's not necessarily good living.
I've heard many doctors recommend an occasional drink because it helps cut stress. You don't want to drink to excess. But I wish him all the... And I think it probably has to do with a little bit of luck, too.
Yeah, look at this gentleman.
Wow.
I mean, does he look like he's 108?
No, he doesn't.
Right?
You know what? I like the second picture where he's exposing his ass. Like Kim Kardashian.
Hey, how dare you?
Oh, just a joke.
The man's an American
I'm
hero.
Sure he has a wonderful sense of humor.
You know something about retail, Rob.
Yes, I do.
Did you know Westfield malls are opening at 6 a.m. on Thanksgiving and opening...
On Thanksgiving Day?
On Thanksgiving Day.
Ew.
Not acceptable.
And this is a quote from one of their... And this is a quote, and you got to check your local listings, but they're saying most of their malls, 98% of their malls are opening at 6 a.m. on Thanksgiving. Can you imagine the amount of people that have to be there on Thanksgiving?
Exactly.
Right? These are malls. We're not talking about big box stores.
This is the, and every one of those people is going to have to be away from their family. That's the way I look at it.
This is a statement from one of their reps.
All right.
"We recognize the importance of families. May, and that many of them have started making a tradition to begin their holiday shopping early on Thanksgiving. End quote.
We accept this BS, and it's not good. They have created a non-event for people to be a part of.
Do you know anyone, and I'm not talking about going the night of to stand in line at Best Buy.
Right.
Or going early morning to get a to go to Target to get a new TV.
Mm.
Do you know anyone that goes that early to a mall and shops all day?
We knew someone where Carrie lived in Newport
yes.
News, and she lived for it. Carrie has done a couple of those midnight purchases if she's already out because she has to work.
Mm.
But she would never go to the event. I can't imagine. They could be handing out free TVs. I'm not sure I'd go.
Listen to this. And you'll love this. This is out of Asia.
Oh, yes.
Asia.
Chinese!
This is from Gawker. A missing 12-year-old boy finally rescued from IKEA after six-day search.
In an IKEA store.
Apparently, this kid got mad at his mom. They got in a tiff. Now, 12 years old, right?
Right.
He had 1.5 yuan. That's 25 cents in his pocket.
Right.
And he went missing for 12 days.
Wow.
Now, we've all been to IKEA in this room, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of places you can hide if you really want to hide.
Yeah, and one of those fake TVs.
What do you do for 12 days?
The last time I spent 12 days with IKEA, I was trying to assemble a bookshelf.
That was shocking.
Do you think he stole food?
He have to.
Well, you had the Swedish meatballs, yeah. Right?
Of course. Very good.
I'm sure he had to. Sustenance came to mind.
Yeah, 12 days.
But on the other side, it's like, what can you do in that store when you're putting together one of those displays? Someone has to say, why is there a kid still here?
Yeah, that's right. And they had to probably examine him and say, is that a real kid?
Yeah.
Or some sort of prop kid?
They found him, though. That is your news for today.
Awesome. And I'm glad that he's home. Did he still have the 25 won?
Yeah, it was 25 cents.
25 cents. How much is that in
1.5.
won? 1.5. Chinese money. The Chinese. Stick around. We come back. There is a tape in the audio vault I'm very excited about, so stick around.
Hey, folks. Mickey Coachella here, and I would like to invite you guys to listen to my podcast, It's Mickey. And if you like to listen to fast-paced talk, occasional disagreements, and just all-around interesting stories, I think we're the right show for you. We can be heard right here on the More Broadcasting Network, or you can just go to itsmickey.com. That's itsmickey.com. So give us a listen and join in on the fun. If nothing else, you'll love laughing at what a moron I can be. That's itsmickey.com and It's Mickey on iTunes.
I'm getting ready for the Mickey Coachella Christmas special, which I'm sure is coming up. It's Mickey.com,
yes.
Right? Love that show. Oh, and it's One Small Tap for Man, One Giant Spring for Mankind. Introducing Springer, a brand new game from our friends at TM Soft. That's Todd Moore's outfit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'll bounce, you'll jump, you'll spring your way into dangerous adventure, grab a rocket and blast through the stratosphere over the moon and beyond. But watch out for the evil Dr. Hacksaw. That jerk store makes you explode on impact. I want to applaud Todd's copy, but let me stray from it for a second.
Please.
This is a fantastic game. To me, it recalls classic video games when I could still understand how to play video games.
That's why I love it so much.
It's simple, it's addictive, and it is fun. I've played it on my tablet, I've played it on my phone, and it's terrific.
You can get it on your iPhone, your iPad, all Android devices.
Yeah, it's available. It says right here, back to the copy. It's available for all iOS and Android devices. Share it with your friends, and here's the best thing. Make sure you leave a 5-star review,
yeah.
And have fun with the reviews. As long as you mention something that has to do with the game, make fun of Todd, make fun of us, make fun of Oscar. Tell Mike you hope he feels better. Just leave that 5-star review because that's how Todd makes his living. It's a great game, and you deserve
to play
it. A lot of fun. It's good. Download it by searching for TM Soft and Springer at your favorite app store. Again, that's Springer by TM Soft, and if I had to describe it in one word, it would be amazing. Very good.
Just like that Hooters restaurant.
Yeah. Oh, which
Before
one was that?
Myers.
Yes.
Bar B.
Yeah, that was a good... Was that Bar B?
I think that was Bar B.
That's right, because we left Bar A to go there.
Breasts.
Yeah. Boob. But we digress. Back now with the Mike O'Mara Show. I love Anderson Cooper. I think he is a great broadcaster, but also he's got a great sense of humor. And I think these clips illustrate the fact that he's got a good relationship with his staff. We've talked in the past, in passing, that he doesn't wash his jeans.
Mm.
And I think that his staff says that sometimes his jeans smell. So
yeah,
to
you have to dry. If you have nice jeans, you
have
dry
to dry
clean
them. Right. Clean, occasionally. Yeah.
Like, and then leave them back of a cab.
So, and then just, and that's the way you dispose of them.
It's gone.
Like you take a flag down, you know, to the, you know, to get to dispose of a flag. Yeah. You go to Veterans of Foreign Wars.
Yes.
You want to dispose of jeans? You take a drunk cab. Anderson Cooper apparently bought an expensive candle that he keeps lit in his office.
Okay.
That's supposed to smell nice. He does a feature on his show called The Ridiculist. And I always assumed that a journalist like Anderson Cooper would pre-read his copy. But he's reading this live on the television, and the staff loads this into the teleprompter, and this is what he's faced with.
I haven't heard this.
This is so funny. Listen to him realize what's going on.
One of the most egregious offenses in a shared office space is best illustrated by this video, which I actually haven't seen before now. Oh, okay. That is actually my office. I did not know that. All right, I get it. It's the candle. I have a candle burning in my office. Oh, really? This is what The Ridiculous is about tonight? I should have read it ahead of time. Apparently, some of my coworkers do not like the way my candle smells. Man, this is cold. And you don't tell me? You let me read it on a teleprompter. Wow. This is news to me. This is completely news to me. Here's another video. Oh, okay. Extreme close-up.
I love this.
Isn't that fun? Listen, first of all, somebody told me that I smelled. That it was Kirk, my researcher, told me that I smelled, or my jeans smelled, because I don't wash them. So that's why I got the candle, people.
What about dry cleaning your jeans?
Anyway, it's a fancy basil-scented candle, I will have you know. It cost a lot. It seemed like an obscene amount of money to me for a candle as well. I don't know if you know about candles. They seem to cost a lot of money. I think the smell is lovely.
So what happened is then they went to a clip from Anchorman when they had the Sex Panther cologne and everyone around was talking about how horrible it was. And then Anderson presented a list, again, off the teleprompter, reading it for the first time, of what his coworkers said his candle smells like.
Here now is an abbreviated list of what my coworkers say my basil candle smells like.
This is cool. Good sense of humor.
Yeah, and you know what? He's handling this. He's a newsman.
Yeah.
But he's handling it like a good disc jockey.
He's processing the information on the fly.
Yeah, I really admire him for doing this.
Wow, this is just, you're all in trouble. Some people say it smells like grandma's house. Some people say it smells like old mall, Italian salad, Woodstock vomit. I don't even know what that means. And garden gnome's underwear drawer. What? Dumpster ravioli. Mario Batali's Crocs. Okay, that I draw the line at. I mean, those Crocs must reek. And because he just needs to change his look. But there's no way my candle smells like Mario Batali's Crocs. Someone else said it smells like a herb garden growing in a landfill. Someone said a brothel in Tuscany. I think that was Jack Gray. And lastly, better than the jeans, Anderson insists on never washing. All right, fine.
It's a great clip. You can check it out online.
What
but
a
it's
great
so genuinely funny
to tell your coworker he smells. Though,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
With humor.
But what's great is they're not saying that he smells. They're saying the candle smells.
And his jeans.
Yeah, you know what? He makes a decent living.
Yeah, dry clean them.
Have that guy that works in the technical research department drop him off at the dry cleaner.
I'm sure. Look, if you're in New York, they will come to you.
Exactly.
Pick it up and go.
Lost two moderate celebrities yesterday. One, I'm not really familiar with her work because I don't look at Big Bang Theory. But her name is Carol Ann Soucy, and she plays Howard's mother. Mm. But the thing is that she is only heard from off camera. She's not often seen.
Okay.
She was seen briefly once in a wedding, but this is what her voice sounded like.
Who's there? Are you a sex criminal?
Sex criminals don't have keys, Ma!
relatively young, and this one is sad because I loved this record growing up. Big Bank Hank from the Sugar Hill Gang, Cancer. Claimed his life at 57.
And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Here's
check
the
it out. I'm the CASN, the OVA, and the rest is FLY.
Yeah.
You see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mix. And these reasons I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1" and I'm tons of fun, and I guess to a T.
And remember back then when this record came out, you could impress a woman by saying you have a color TV.
I got five eggs.
Russell Simmons talks about, because they formed Def Jam Records, right?
Right.
Like how this music before it got on the radio. It was just, it was so original. Absolutely. And transcendent.
No one had ever heard it before. I still have the 12-inch single in the blue Sugar Hill sleeve. Do you know what song was sampled in that?
What's that?
It's Good Times by Chic.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You would actually know that disco record, but that's a killer song. And Safe Home, Big Bang Hank. I'm not a really big hip-hop enthusiast, but I always like that
record.
Those
are the origins
right there. There you go, folks. Thanks for listening. Close up that vault, and let's end the show. As I continue to think aloud.
We do our morning show in the afternoon now.
That's right. And do our morning show at night. Waddle doodle. This concludes our broadcast Grease Day, but dry your eyes. It's not goodbye, just AMF. You can always write us a letter. Send it to TMOS, P.O. Box 2796, Leesburg, VA 20177. Send your love letters to Ponyboy at MikeOMaraShow.com. And I haven't mentioned this in a while. Remember, the official TMOS e-voice line remains 1-800-440-8167. Open all the time. No waiting. Pleased that Mike O'Mara is home and doing well. We look forward to seeing him in Reno, and we'll have another live show for you tomorrow. Thank you, Oscar.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mac.
You're welcome.
Oh, nice cue.
Timing.
And Pony.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, he's still excited from that joke. On behalf of Mike O'Mara, this is Rob Spiewak saying, see you next time, everybody. Bye-bye.
Ciao.
This episode of TMOS is brought to you by Prosper. Prosper is a peer-to-peer lending marketplace, which connects people who are looking to borrow money with those who have money to lend. Visit prosper.com/TMOS and receive a $50 Visa prepaid card when you get a loan. That's prosper.com/TMOS.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.